We are in the midst of our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. It is, of course, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. What do Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? Find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. Third topic for you, Pat. The toughest three-hole stretch on the PGA Tour, which is it? Because obviously this week the talk of the tournament through three rounds has been primarily surrounding the Bear Trap, holes 15, 16, and 17. Last year they played to a cumulative 245 strokes over par. This year, just on Thursday, 144 players in the field on the first round Thursday. The Bear Trap played 97 strokes over par just for one day, and that was the toughest day. 15 on Thursday, played almost half a stroke above par, played to 3.44 strokes above par. It was the toughest hole on Thursday. Through the week, through three rounds, it's the second toughest hole. The long par 4 sixth, 490-yard par 4 6, which plays into the wind primarily with the prevailing winds that blow westward. It plays into the wind, and it's got water all up along the left-hand side. That's been the toughest hole this week through three rounds. The par 3 15th, the first hole of the Bear Trap, which I think is the tougher of the two par 3s for a couple reasons. We'll talk about that in a second. But the par 3 15th has been the second toughest hole, and then 16 and 17 have been the fifth and sixth toughest holes, respectively. But is it the toughest three-hole stretch on the PGA Tour? The Bear Trap here at PGA National, we know Amen Corner at Augusta holes 11 through 13 are in there. TPC Sawgrass, they're closing three holes, 16 through 18. Which is the toughest, Pat?
Oh, that's a toughie. I don't think Amen Corner is, because you have a lot of birdies. And 12 is difficult. 11 is a difficult hole, and I think they made it harder. But 13
is a birdie hole, right?
13 guys can make eagle on that, so I'm going to discount that. That's just strictly because it's the Masters, and maybe, you know, with the pressure and all that those holes might play tougher.
Yeah, perhaps we need to make a distinction between toughest and best, or toughest and most notorious. I mean, in regards to toughest three hole stretch, I don't think Amen Corner is,
no,
but it might be the most popular one. I mean, Pebble Beach, 8, 9, and 10, when you make the turn there at Pebble Beach, that's another notorious stretch of three holes. That might be a tough one as well.
And you didn't even mention that, and that was going to be my three holes right there. 8 is a gorgeous hole. You have to hit it over a huge ravine. Now, you can take a 3-wood. In fact, you don't hit driver off that tee. You usually hit a 3-wood or utility. But the second shot's usually a 6, 5-iron over a huge – it's absolutely breathtaking. But 9 and 10, Russ, are two back-to-back ball-crunching par fours. I mean, you know, they slope towards the ocean. You really got to hit good drives there. They're both well over 440-yard holes, I think, and just extremely difficult. Now, on the goofiness that is Pebble Beach for that tournament, I don't know how tough they are, but playing them myself, they're the three toughest holes that I can imagine. The ones here are tough. You know, 15, 16, and 17, believe me, I've had my share of water balls on all of them.
So have I.
But the fact that there's two par threes in there, I think hurts the argument that they're the quote-unquote toughest, because you should be able to hit 7-iron or 6-iron into
right.
15,
good
7-iron,
point.
Something like that.
That's a good point,
17.
Pat, because you get on two of the three holes, you get to put your only iron,
right.
What should be your only iron shot, on a tee. That is a good point. But that just because that's the case, it's, you know, ideally, they should be easier holes because that is the case, because two of the three holes, you get to put what should be your only iron shot besides your putts on a tee. It's in reality,
and
that's
you're not
the
hitting
case.
3-iron or
right.
something like that. You're
right.
Hitting usually 6, 7-iron somewhere in there. Now, your last one, Sawgrass, that would be the
very
one.
Tough.
That would be the one I would probably list
very
as the
tough.
Toughest.
Yeah.
16 can be a birdie hole there. It is a par 5, and guys have eagled that hole. 17, obviously, you know, with all the drama. Now, it's usually a wedge or an 9-iron, but, you know, it is a pressure-packed hole. But 18, sneaky, tough hole there. Very difficult. Water on the left, crap on the right, and you're usually hitting a long iron in for a second shot there. My toughest would probably be Pebble Beach, 8, 9, and 10, followed very closely by Sawgrass, the finishing 16, 17, and 18.
Well, I'm going to go, because my point was going to be, in my opinion, the two toughest three-hole stretches are both in Florida, because I think TPC Sawgrass, 16, 17, and 18. I think that's the toughest three-hole stretch. And I think because it's the last three holes on the course, I think that makes it even better.
That's a good point.
At 18, I think the par four dogleg left with water all up the left-hand side. Adam Scott bogeyed it a couple years ago but still was able to win the Players. I think that is one of the best finishing holes on the PGA Tour.
I agree with you.
And I think 17, obviously the island hole, even though it's only 130 yards or whatever, you can hit a wedge or nine iron for most guys. It's just such a tough one. There's no bailout. You can't bail out. You got to hit the green or you're wet. So I think that's the toughest three-hole stretch. But I think the bear trap, and I know we're going a little over on here, but this is a good topic, so I want to spend some good time on this. I think the bear trap is the second toughest. 15 and 17 are two of the toughest par threes on the PGA Tour. And you make a great point. They're all, both of them are right around 190 yards. They're not that long. I mean, 15 is right around 195 yards from the back tees. For most guys, that's a six iron. You know, for the long hitters like Ernie, maybe it's a seven. For the short hitters like Justin Leonard and Mark Wilson, maybe it's a five iron. But still, a five iron for most of these guys, you should be able to put it on the green from 200 yards away. I think 15 is it's much more difficult than 17 because for two reasons. First of all, 15, the tee shot is all over water. So if you put it in the water, there's no drop zone. So you've got to hit your third shot. You got to re-tee right there on the tee box and hit your third shot. So that makes it tougher because you're going to hit tee shots in the water at both holes. But at least at 17, your tee shot carries about 40 yards over ground. So if you go in the water, you get to drop 40 yards up in a drop zone right in front of the water. So, you know, when you are hitting six iron off the tee, your drop will be a wedge or a nine iron or something. So that's the one reason. The second reason is the bailout on both holes, on both 15 and 17, the bailout are both left, obviously because water's on the right. But the bailout at 15, if you go left on 15, you're up the side of a hill. You're up 10, 12 feet above the green. Whereas at 17, if you bail out left, you've got a nice little swale there that's actually below the green by a foot or two. So the gradient, and plus it's uphill for the most part, so you're chipping, the direction that you're chipping to the green at 17 is uphill, so it's a relatively easy chip unless you go too far left and then you got to carry the sand trap. And then the sand trap there, the sand trap at both holes, 15 and 17, they're both tough, but I think 15 is much tougher, much of a tougher hole than 17 for those two reasons. And then 16, I mean, along with 6, and 11, those are the three best par fours on this course and the three toughest par fours. And, you know, I mean, the six or seven of the nine toughest holes on this course are all in the back. I mean, that's why this is such a great course. You know, the two tough holes on the front, you know, numbers, I mean, the first five holes, well, the par three fifth is pretty tough. So the first four holes are relatively, basically, those are your four birdie holes. You know, and then, you know, number 8 and 9 as well, those are kind of tough holes as well. But 1 through 4, you got to get some birdies there because 5 is a tough par 3. 6 is the toughest hole all week long, that long par 4. 7 is a tough par 3. 8 and 9 are no gimmies as par 4s. So, and then all the tough holes really start out in the back 9. So, making a long story short, TPC Sawgrass, the toughest 3-hole stretch. I put the bear trap number 2. So, in my opinion, the two toughest 3-hole stretches, both in the Florida Swing.
Can't disagree with you, Russ, but I just think Pebble, you're right, though. End of the course, though, that has to factor into it. Okay, last topic for you, Russell J. We have three guys playing this week here that have not won, who are superstars, but have not won on the PGA Tour in quite a while. Ernie Els, Sergio Garcia, and Retief Goosen. Their last wins, Ernie at the 2004 CA Championship, 47 starts ago. Sergio Garcia at the 05 Booz Allen, 47 starts ago. And Retief, the 05 International, which isn't even an event anymore,
right?
39 starts ago. Of these three, who will win next?
Well, I think for two reasons it's going to be Ernie Els. For the first reason, he's the only guy that has a mathematical chance today. He's only three shots out of the lead. So, you know, obviously his first chance, the first chance for all three of these guys to win next is today in a final round Sunday at the Honda. Retief is already on the course, and Sergio will tee off shortly. So Sergio's teeing off at 10:36, so just about an hour from now. Retief is already on the third hole because he teed off 20 minutes ago. So there, no chance in hell these guys win today because, you know, they're not even in the second half of the pairings for today. Where Ernie, he's going off at 1 o'clock with Rob. What a great pairing, by the way. Ernie Els and Robert Allen be going off at 1 o'clock. two guys that are at minus three, just three shots back. You think a lot of people be following that group today, by the way?
That could be a good one to watch.
There could be 5,000 people following that group alone, with Robert Allenby, who's a local, lives right here in Palm Beach Gardens, and then Ernie Els, the highest-ranked player in the field at number four in the world, going off at 1 o'clock. So for reason A, I think Ernie has the best chance to win next because he's the only guy that has a mathematical chance to win today at the Honda Classic. Reason B, I think his game is the closest. I think, you know, Retief is just lost. I mean, he is lost. He's 32nd in the world rankings right now. I mean, he was a big part of the promotion this week for the Honda. That, you know, they were, a big part of the promotion was three of the world's best facing three of the PGA Tour's toughest holes. So Ernie, Sergio, and Retief facing the bear trap. Retief's a big name. He's won two U.S. Opens, but he's 32nd in the world rankings. He has fallen so far in the last few years. I think he'll win again. He might win at some point this year, but I don't think his game is as close as Sergio's and Ernie's. And when you take a look at Ernie and Sergio, Ernie has had the best chance to win most recently in Dubai. I mean, you know, he was right there on Tiger's heels. Unfortunately, put that 5-wood in the water at 18, ends up losing by a couple strokes to Tiger in Dubai. So Ernie has proven that his game is closest among the three because he's come so close, you know, just a few weeks ago in Dubai. And I think he's hell-bent on winning those last two majors, the Masters and the PGA Championship for the career Grand Slam. So I think Ernie's game is closest. I think he's the only guy that's got a chance today at the Honda. So Ernie, in my opinion, will win most soon from now. He'll be the next guy to win. And then I think probably Sergio wins after that, and then Retief at some point, perhaps this year, wins.
I'm going to go Sergio on this, Russ, just because Ernie, while he is now starting to realize, hey, I can't be globetrotting the way I was at age, you know, 28, now he's 38, and really compete, I will say that you're probably right. He is probably closer, and I think with the realization that he's playing more PGA Tour events, trying to stay closer to, you know, to one of his homes, which is, you know, here in the States. But I like Sergio. I think he's more Americanized. I think he plays better on certain, you know, he'll go to Houston and play well in the Houston Open, or play, you know, at Wachovia well or something like that. I think Sergio is one of those guys that plays enough on the PGA Tour and can get his game right per week that he'll just come out and win a week. So I'm going to go with Sergio first, Ernie a close second, especially if he continues playing on the PGA Tour more. Retief, you're exactly right. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I thought he had the best demeanor in terms of being one of those guys that could be
even
a thorn
keeled, yeah,
in Tiger's side. Like, maybe he wouldn't compete against him major for major, but could at least, you know, everyone, like a Lee Trevino, everyone show up and beat Jack Nicklaus, and something has gone terribly wrong. This guy was just an awesome putter and can't get anything in the hole anymore.
He was one of the big five just like 2 years ago. It was Tiger,
just
Phil,
off the face of the earth.
It was Tiger, Phil, Ernie, VJ, and Retief. And in 2 years, he's gone from fifth in the world rankings to 32nd. He will be back, though. He's got a great, I mean, one of his swing is one of the best on the tour. He's a very good putter. Although, you know what I think his problem has been lately is his putting. I was following him on Thursday, and he hit a gorgeous shot into 14. Little draw there on 14, which is that long dogleg left par 4 right before the bear trap. He hit a shot to 5 feet, and then he pulled the putt and missed a 5-foot putt for birdie. I think, you know, and that's Sergio's problem as well. So I think the problem with both Retief and Sergio primarily is the putter, because we both know that both of them are some of the best ball strikers in the world. They're great iron players. They're both very good drivers of the ball as well. So, I mean, it doesn't always boil down to putting on the PGA Tour anyway. I mean, most of these guys are relatively equal when it comes to hitting their irons and their driver. You make a putt. If you average one less putt per round, you're beating the other guys in the field by four shots. Yes, when it's all said and done.
That's correct, Russ.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney, you like that? That Florida education, how about that?
It's coming through.
Mathematics, using it right now. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760, broadcasting live today from the PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. A final round Sunday for the 2008 Honda Classic, and the final round is already well underway. Right now, the 9:33 grouping of Kevin Streelman and John Senden just went off of tee number one. So we have now got 10 groups on the course, including players like Retief Goosen and Camilo Vijegas and Justin Rose. So there's some big names already on the course. If you're coming on out, make sure you get here soon, because you do not want to miss any of the action. Another edition of the award-winning PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment is now in the books, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Have you ever watched a golf tournament on TV and then wondered how you do on a course the pros play? It can happen at PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. You can play the PGA Tour's third toughest course, a wonderfully fiendish layout designed by Jack Nicklaus that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. The Arnold Palmer designed course and three other courses are just as devilish, making PGA National Florida's premier golf resort destination. And with weather like the weather we're having today, I mean, it's like a no-brainer.
It's I love it how you're saying devilish as people are shooting 120 out here. But no, you're right.
It's fiendish.
They're like, wow, is this devilish because I've lost my 12th ball in a row.
Right. Well, the Bear Trap has claimed 97 balls through three rounds.
Yeah, don't feel bad. The pros are losing them.
53 balls on the 15th hole alone through three rounds. And the course, the entire course as a whole, all 18 holes through three rounds, 248 balls in the water.
At least if you come out here, maybe you could find some golf balls.
Yeah, that's right. The guy that dives with the scuba gear, he's getting some nice Pro B1s and some HX Tour Callaways. I mean, and those 248 balls are all premier balls, and they're probably not marked
up. Some
of
them are prototypes, I'll bet, or I don't know if that's legal, but I bet you they're specially made balls just for some of these
Exactly.
Guys.
They're not the same balls that us hackers use.
No.
PGA National has just been renovated, too. Everything from the entry to the pool area to the lobby with its new restaurant and the hip eye bar. That place has been phenomenal. By the way, I was having beers with Rich Beam couple nights
Your
ago.
Man, Rich Beam, who yelled at you here couple years
that's
ago.
That's right. Rich Beam was drowning his sorrows after Friday's second round, missing the cut. So we threw a couple back. It was a good time. It's time to experience the legend of PGA National in person, not just on TV, for a customized tune-up and tee-off golf package that includes lessons and golf on the course with an instructor. Go to pgaresort.com or call 877-742-6285. And speaking of PGA National Resort and Spa, Managing Director Joel Page joining us up next. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr.